it like that," said Tea Time, "but that's sympathetic magic for you. Is your grandfather going to try to rescue you, do you think?" "But no, I don't think he can. Not here, I think. I don't think that he can come here." "So he sent you, did he?"
"Certainly not. He..."
Susan stopped. "Oh, he had," she told herself, feeling even more of a fool. "He certainly had. He was learning about humans, all right. For a walking skeleton, he could be quite clever." But how clever was Tea Time? Just a bit too excited at his cleverness to realise that if death... She tried to stamp on the thought, just in case Tea Time could read it in her eyes. "I don't think he'll try," she said. "He's not as clever as you, Mr. Tea Time." "Te atime," said Tea Time automatically. "That's a shame. Do you think you're going to get away with this?" "Oh, dear. Do people really say that?" And suddenly, Tea Time was much closer.
"I've got away with it. No more Hogfather. And that's only the start. We'll keep the teeth coming in, of course. The possibilities."
There was a rumble like an avalanche, a long way off. The dormant banjo had awakened, causing tremors in his lower slopes. His enormous hands, which had been resting on his knees, started to bunch.
"Watch this," he said.
Tea Time stopped and for a moment looked puzzled. "What's this what?"
"You said no more Hogfather," said Banjo.
He stood up like a mountain range rising gently in the squeeze between colliding continents. His hands still stayed in the vicinity of his knees. Tea Time stared at him and then glanced at Medium Dave. "He does know what we've been doing, does he?" he said. "You did tell him." Medium Dave shrugged.
"There's got to be a Hogfather," said Banjo. "There's always a Hogfather."
Susan looked down. Grey blotches were speeding across the white marble. She was standing in a pool of grey. So was Banjo. And around Tea Time, the dots bounced and recoiled like wasps around a pot of jam. "Looking for something," she thought. "You don't believe in the Hogfather, do you?" said Tea Time.
"A big boy like you?"
"Yeah," said Banjo. "So what's this no more Hogfather?"
Tea Time pointed at Susan.
"She did it," he said. "She killed him."
The sheer playground effrontery of it shocked Susan.
"No, I didn't," she said. "He did, didn't, did."
Banjo's big, bald head turned towards her.
"What's this about the Hogfather?" he said.
"I don't think he's dead," said Susan, "but Tea Time has made him very ill."
"Who cares?" said Tea Time, dancing away.
"When this is over, Banjo, you'll have as many presents as you want, trust me."
"There's got to be a Hogfather," Banjo rumbled, "else there's no Hog's Watch."
"It's just another solar festival," said Tea Time. "It..."
Medium Dave stood up. He had his hand on his sword.
"We're going, Tea Time," he said. "Me and Banjo are going. I don't like any of this. I don't mind robbing, I don't mind thieving, but this isn't honest. Banjo, you come with me right now."
"What's this about no more Hogfather?" said Banjo.
Tea Time pointed to Susan.
"You grab her, Banjo. It's all her fault."
Banjo lumbered a few steps in Susan's direction and then stopped.
"Our mum said no hitting girls," he rumbled. "No pulling their hair."
Tea Time rolled his one good eye. Around his feet, the greyness seemed to be boiling in the stone, following his feet as they moved. And it was around Banjo, too. Searching, Susan thought, it's looking for a way in.
"I think I know you, Tea Time," she said, as sweetly as she could, for Banjo's sake. "You're the mad kid they're all scared of, right?"
"Banjo," snapped Tea Time, "I said, grab her."
"Our mum said..."
"The giggling, excitable one, even the bullies never touched, because if they did, he went insane and kicked and bit," said Susan. "The kid who didn't know the difference between chucking a stone at a cat and setting it on fire."
To her delight, he glared at her.
"Shut up," he said. "I bet no one wanted to play with you," said Susan. "Not the kid with no friends. Kids know about a mind like yours, even if they don't know the right words for it." "I said shut up. Get her, Banjo."
That was it. She could hear it in Tea Time's voice. There was a touch of vibrato that hadn't been there before. "The kind of little boy," she said, watching his face, "who looks up dolls' dresses."
"I didn't."
Banjo looked worried.
Our mam said...
Oh, to blazes with your mam, snapped Tea Time. There was a whisper of steel.